Acts 24. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias came down with some of the elders and an advocate named Tertullus, and they laid information against Paul before the governor. Paul was called, and Tertullus opened for the prosecution. "Your Excellency, Felix, the unbroken peace we enjoy and the reforms this nation owes to your foresight are matters we accept, always and everywhere, with all gratitude. To avoid taking up too much of your time, I urge you, in your graciousness, to give us a brief hearing. We have found this man a pest. He stirs up trouble among Jews the world over and is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect. He has even attempted to profane the temple. We placed him under arrest. If you ask him, you can find out for yourself the truth of all our accusations against this man." The Jews supported him, asserting that these were the facts. When the governor motioned him to speak, Paul answered, "I know that you have administered justice over this nation for many years, and I can therefore speak with confidence in my defense. As you can verify, it is no more than 12 days since I went up to worship at Jerusalem, and they have never found me arguing with anyone or stirring up the mob, either in the temple, in the synagogues, or about the town. Neither can they give you any proof of the accusations they are now making against me. What I do admit to you is this: it is according to the way, which they describe as a sect, that I worship the God of my ancestors, trusting in all points of the law, and in what is written in the prophets. And I hold the same hope in God, as they do, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. In these things I too do my best to keep a clear conscience at all times before God and everyone. After several years I came to bring alms to my nation and to make offerings. While I was doing this, they found me in the temple. I had been sanctified without any crowd or disturbance. But some Jews from Asia, these are the ones who should have appeared before you and accused me of whatever they had against me. At least let those who are present say what crime they held against me when I stood before the council, unless it were to do with this single sentence which I called out when I stood up among them. It is about the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today." At this, Felix, who was fairly well informed about the way, adjourned the case, saying, "When Lysias the tribune comes down, I will give judgment about your case." He then gave orders to the centurion to keep Paul under arrest, but with some liberty, and not to prevent any of his own people from serving him. Some days later, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was a Jewess. He sent for Paul and gave him a hearing on the subject of faith in Christ Jesus. But when Paul began to discuss righteousness, self-control, and the coming of judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "You may go for the present. I will send for you when I have an opportunity." At the same time, he had hopes of receiving money from Paul, and for this reason, he sent for him frequently and spent time with him. When 2 years came to an end, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and anxious to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in custody.